4.
Soweto,
The farmer raises concern over cattle disease outbreak. Lusaka BS promises permanent solution to Chawama flooding. And in African news, Nigeria warns against enlisting abroad after reports of deaths in Ukraine. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. Livestock farmers in Mukushi's Musa Kamba ward have expressed concern over the outbreak of a disease affecting cattle in the area. Speaking on behalf of fellow farmers, Mr. Morris Mfuni said the disease is spreading rapidly and threatening their livelihoods as several animals have already shown signs of illness. He has since appealed to the veterinary department to urgently intervene, assess the situation, and help identify the appropriate treatment before more cattle are lost. Mr. Mfone warns that if swift action is not taken, farmers in Musa Kamba ward could suffer significant economic losses.
Kwebati ubulwele bafufufaishe ko na makasana ba veterinary so bati watu wafutafute kwa pantu tuwasapula ifite kwa kiafwa unchende ya Musaka Mbapuna ngombenda shaingirwa the dish for 5G4 so tuleisho kubika manyele tisila kuma veti mkushite omuti ya pari kile istika nangu paa nono so tuwalomba sana kubuteko batu wafurishe ko pari ububu asho kwebati bafwairishe uchunga twafwa ubuhulwele kwa tingombe shinda tingakwa tungashara konende usha ngombe pantali noisha bambi nesi vaya nasi tuwabashereke nesi kuchi munu bangu ine na kwete ngombe sechi kari noisha shkwete nangu ima.
Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Joe Kalusa has assured residents of Chawama that steps will be taken to tackle the area's flooding problem. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Kalusa acknowledged the severity of floods, highlighting the risks to the community, including disease outbreaks and potential loss of life. He confirmed that a permanent solution will be implemented after the rainy season, involving the construction of drainage systems to reduce the future flooding.
Meaning we have to bring the machine to, you know, just ready and open the way so that the water moves out, and then come dry season we continue putting the proper infrastructure in the drainage using the CDF and the other funds which the government is going to allocate.
Thank you. Mufurila Mayor Tanaeli Kamanga has urged residents of Section 7 to desist from vandalizing Mulonga water properties and engaging in illegal water connections. The mayor expressed concerns over the increasing cases of unauthorized connections and tampering with water meters, describing the acts as detrimental to service delivery in the district. He noted that illegal connections not only deprive Mulonga Water and Sanitation Company of revenue, but also disrupt the water supply to law-abiding customers who pay for the service. Mr. Kamanga has since appealed to residents to safeguard their public infrastructure and follow the proper procedures when connecting water, warning that those found wanting will face the full force of the law.
We, even before connecting these pumps, we believe that we've got water. And I can attest to this that we visited not less than 5 houses, but the first 2 houses that we visited are houses where we found that water is leaking. They have no taps. And in the other home, we discovered that yes, we haven't got water in terms of a pipe connecting from the meter, but we are able to see that these are the very people that are disconnecting before the meter and they're using the water. We believe that even as long as what they are challenges.
Cape Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has bemoaned the poor network being experienced by mobile phone users and has called on the Zambia Information Communications and Technology Authority ZICTA to ensure that they compel service providers to provide quality services to their customers. The minister said this when he addressed a team from the authority led by its Director General, Engineer Colin Zambulo, who paid a courtesy call on his office. Mr. Matambo noted that places like Kampongwe and Lufanyama have been experiencing extreme difficulties with network coverage. He stated that there is need for ZICTA to erect network towers to the area and other areas that remain underserved.
Director General is to try and look into this together with other service providers so that we can provide the internet, the network, and whatever is needed for our people in these rural areas to access services which are being provided by government easily. So in short, I'm saying the towers which they were told they should, that they will love them, I think it's important that we work hand in hand with all of us so that we can have these places also connected.
And in response, Engineer Ambulo stated that ZICTA is in the process of erecting 150 network towers across the country through the Universal Access Project. He also stated that the authority has taken into account the complaints concerning poor network and will take deterrent measures to mitigate the situation. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati, is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene talangira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg ondwe, 100 squacha. 50 kg Chinese, 250. 50 kg repu 440, 50 kg chihuahua 150.